When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we have a little bit of inspiration as we start today's show. With it being summer, for those of you who work the trampoline parks, the jump houses, the jump zones, the sky zone, there's a bunch of different names for them.
Yeah.
And I know that this summer, this will be the time where a lot of parents, they'll invest in the annual pass because, listen, I could just drop my kid off there for 3 hours, 4 hours. I come back, pick them up, and I know that they're in a safe space. Well, it's all you employees who have to sit there and deal with these kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and here's what sucks is when the parents aren't around, sometimes the kids can be a lot different than they are when their parents are around.
Most of the time, right?
Most of the time.
And I can even go back in time and say, I was sometimes, as the kids say, acting a fool when I'm at my friend's house.
Yeah.
And then but when the parents are around, even their parent, I'm like, oh, yes, Mrs. Ewing. Mrs. Ewing, this is the most delicious treat you've ever given me.
May I please help you washing
my
the dishes?
Goodness.
Stuff you wouldn't
it is,
do at
though.
Home.
It's a huge responsibility for all of these trampoline parks to watch these kiddos as their parents drop them off. Some of them are dropped off for hours to spend the days there.
Yeah, and it's not meant to be a daycare, y'all.
No, it's not. It's not by design.
Those people who work there... a few years shy from your kid's age.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's totally true.
All right. So to those of you who man those places, you operate them, just thank you so much. And hey, if you're going to drop your kids off at those places, give your kids a good stern talking to and be like, yo, you represent the family. Like, mm-hmm. Don't be an ass in there.
Yeah.
All right. So to y'all this morning, National Anthem.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
So important, right? To wake up on the right side of the bed. Also, maybe learn how you can have a great day if you're down in the dumps. And Chloe inspiring so many.
Absolutely, Slater. And I want you to think about your kiddos' passions for a second. Maybe it's baseball, it's football, theater, softball, whatever it is. You want your kids to be successful and you'll do anything to help them thrive. But just up the road from actually me, there's a dance studio in Maitland. It's called Chance to Dance. It's the state's first sensory friendly studio for students with special needs. Here's founder Nicole Warren talking more about the studio.
They have a safe space and a family away from family if they don't feel supported at home, and a group of people who see them for who they are.
Okay, so that's also a safe space for them.
Yes, and the dance studio not only offers dance classes in the studio, but they're also doing a lot of community events where they are visiting churches and other schools. And one of the mamas, Kimberly, her daughter was born with Down syndrome and dances at the studio. And she said, I want to read what she said, quote, Chance to Dance has made a huge difference in her life. We were able to stop so many therapies and just focus on dance. Her biggest cheerleader is her dance teacher, and her daughter walks out feeling so confident.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's why I had no confidence in when I was in first grade and was crying every single day, going in, out of school, felt miserable with it. And if you don't have confidence, no matter what your disability is in life, mm-hmm. that is going to be the thing that is going to prevent you from actually showing up. And I got into acting, dancing, everything else. And I tell you, immediately, I felt confident. Because if you just dance like nobody's watching and know that you can actually have a good time, it's impossible to not have the best day.
You said the place is called the program, Chance to Dance.
Chance to, the number two. Dance.
I think that's so important, man. You know, again, I have a lot of compassion for those families that are friends of ours that they've got kids with special needs. Mm-hmm. That sometimes the families themselves. So not only do the kids need community, they need community themselves.
Absolutely.
But the parents also need kind of like a little bit of a breathing break as well. So I think that this place. I mean, hit them up again. Let's give them some love.
Yeah. So it's Chance to Dance. It's in Maitland, and it's so fun. I was watching some videos of some of the classes, and everyone walks out of there with like the biggest smile on their face. There's so much joy in that place. So to Nicole Warren for creating this space where people of all abilities can come, feel confident, that right there is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
on K92.3.
Get it, Chesney. That is K92.3 music from the station that would love to pay you $1,000. You got to have a little bit of brilliance, though, okay?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, at 7:10, we're going to put you under the knife of the clock. That doesn't even make sense. I said put you under the knife, but originally it was because my head said we want to put you under the gun, which is the pressure.
Right.
But I didn't want to say gun.
Less
because
violent.
Gun, exactly. That's why I went with knife. But then right. I said knife, and then I was like, ah.
Okay.
Problem would be live. Anyways, we're going to test your wit with the $1,000 minute at 7:10. Okay, so let's get to this checklist, y'all. So, you guys planning on a vacation? You guys planning a vacation at all anytime this summer?
I'm going to travel and do like a fun little weekend with my family in a couple weeks, but that's it. But yeah, doing like fun little staycations, little vacations.
Yeah, I'm going to Miami. I found a really nice motel that was, the price was just right.
Oh, you're going down south by me.
Yeah. I asked for that.
Come on, man. Hold on. Are you being serious?
What? That I'm going to Miami in a motel?
A motel?
It's right down the street from my buddy's house. He didn't have room. He's only got a one bedroom, and he's got two kids and a wife.
I don't think I've ever stayed in a motel.
We need to talk off air, because I'm from South Florida. We need to talk where you're staying in a motel, and I'll give you the we need to find a new place.
It's Motel 6, guys. They do a good job. They've been around for many years. Yeah.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because my wife and I just took a trip to the river, which is just over there in Wikiwachi. So you can get over there within an hour and a half, right? That's the beauty of being in Central Florida.
Totally.
Either coast, to the left or to the right, you can get to pretty quickly. So we stayed over there just for 2-3 days. And at the Airbnb, as soon as we arrived there, I got so mad at ourselves because we know better. Okay? Things like pillows. From now on, we want to bring our own. Mm. All right? We always want to take our own blankets. Paper plates and cups, like things that are disposable. I'd rather use our things than use the Airbnb's things.
What?
And I think that's huge. We can sit on that for a second.
Can we just wrap our arms around those of you who own Airbnbs?
Absolutely.
We get it that this is not your ordeal, right? You only put so much stuff in the place so this way people can enjoy themselves. But I don't want to use those plates. I don't know how many times the cleaners that have come in to clean.
Are they even clean?
The couch, you know, I stayed on the couch for a second with the boy, the little 3-year-old. We're sitting on the couch watching TV. I'm hugging this pillow. And immediately, like, I threw the pillow to the side. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Even though there are cleaners who come in here every turnover, they're not cleaning the couch. They're not cleaning some of the things that are the everydayness
Is it smelling bad?
No, it's not smelling bad. But
it doesn't have to smell bad.
I don't know how many families.
Think about all of our skin follicles that fall all over that couch. And you don't have to see it. It doesn't have to smell like anything.
Have we not learned anything from what the pandemic taught us? You bring one of those black lights, and then you get to see how used and abused the stuff is. Right? And if it's gross, now what you do is you take out your phone and you put it on the black light filter so that way you can actually see the dirt. And you take a photo of it, and you send it, and then you get half off.
Oh, y'all don't pack cleaning
then you're
supplies?
Saving money.
What? You don't pack cleaning supplies when you travel as, like, do a big thing of Lysol, the Lysol wipes,
that's brilliant.
In right when we walk in and spray everything down, wipe the remote control, wipe the handles.
Why do you have to bring your own stuff? Just go down to the lobby, okay? There's the guy behind the bulletproof glass, and ask him nicely.
This is at your motel?
This is at my Motel 6. They have it back there. It's usually tough because he has to jiggle the handle to get out from
the
lockbox.
It's the custodial closet,
right.
Yes.
And then he'll give you anything you need. Just try it out.
Chloe, okay, I'm gonna look at you, Chloe, because anything this later says, I'm gonna be against just because I want to trust. Okay, let's talk about our hotels. Okay, you're staying at a motel.
Sure.
Motel Holiday Inn.
It's just an outside.
Okay, so when you go to a hotel, do you do any wipe downs? Do you use everything right away, like the remote?
I do, but I am a little bit of a germaphobe. Like I fully accept the fact that I go overboard. I walk in, my feet usually don't touch the ground. I always have slippers on my feet. I don't like being barefoot in a hotel in the bathroom. Like I'll step out of the shower, slippers are on immediately. I bring the wipes. I bring the Lysol. The remote control is the dirtiest thing in a hotel, and that's something that like. I always wipe down or I bring a Ziploc baggie and toss it in the baggie and use it like that.
I hate to do this because right now we have a bunch of tourists here, right? But I'm doing this for the sake of our people here, right? Our family, our community, but also the business owners who are the managers and general managers. Mm-hmm. But you go to one of those, any hotel, use your white socks and just walk around for a little bit. Then look at the bottom of your white socks.
Slater's like, I don't do any of this.
Slater's like, I sleep on, I roll around on that floor.
You're going on vacation. Are you got any time to have any fun? You're doing more chores than I do on a
you
Sunday.
You have to carve out like 20 minutes, get everyone out of the room, and Lysol that baby. Oh,
that
and
is
just bring it down.
That is straight up depressing, the life that you guys say.
I hear what you're saying, Slater. I hear you.
Yeah. Bro, just go in blind and go, you know what? If God wants me to get something crazy, then he will. You know, Lysol ain't going to kill that.
Good old Ebola. Yeah.
You are funny, Slater. But Darius Rucker opening up for the first time about the demons that have haunted him. That I'll access, hearing from him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We're going to hear from Darius Rucker just opening up about the demons he's battled in 2 minutes. But first, if you've got a trip planned to Nashville this summer, the Country Music Hall of Fame will be showcasing a Luke Combs exhibit. So the display will feature clothes from Luke that he's worn on tour, memorabilia, and just all kinds of fun things from his career. He said, I just wanted to be playing country music for anyone who would listen. If I could have had enough fans to call it a job, I was set. Other than that, I never dreamed of being in the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, much less having my own exhibit. That is beyond my wildest dreams.
Good for him, and he's done it in a quick amount of time, and I think he's had the most humble attitude. I really love I love what's happening with country music. You've got people like Luke Combs, people like Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll. I mean, these are just positive influences.
Absolutely. Yeah. You deserve just all the success, Luke. And I know the kiddos will be excited about this. OB Slater, your kids will be very happy to know that Moana 2 is happening. If you haven't seen the movie The Rock, he plays one of the main characters, Maui. He shared the big announcement on social media. It'll be coming out in November and will be based, if you've seen it, on 3 years after Moana's first adventure and follows her journey to find people beyond her home.
Nice. Yeah.
People are so curious. They're like, why does it take 8 years? Why does it take 10 years to make this? Yeah, a movie, it's only an hour and a half long, and they don't realize. This is like, it takes forever. I saw The Simpsons, a 30-minute episode of The Simpsons takes 9 people 9 months to make that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That alone. Then you add in the Disney music. Also, that has to get tested for like a full year with a bunch of people before they'll even release it.
Yeah, not to mention that you got to call The Rock back to reshoot certain voices.
Yeah, and his availability is like, he's got a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
You think about it, like something like Moana, they probably were already thinking about Moana 2 when they were filming and working on the first Moana.
I'm going to put you under the microscope, Slater. Which theme park is it that's doing the Moana, like island? Like, it's like a whole little section. It's one of our Disneys.
They made that announcement as well. Yeah, that they're doing that. And also, like, a bunch of other things behind the scenes to try to make it great after they opened up the Hawaii Resort years ago.
They found a good franchise to make money off of.
I'm just saying, if you haven't seen Moana, it is really, really a great movie. And Darius Rucker, he has a new book officially out. It's called Life's Too Short, and it's all about his family, music career, life on the road, losing his mama. And he talks a lot about things that he's never shared before, like battling demons. His drug use.
Oh, I just, when I quit, I quit. You know, it was one of those things where one day, I tell the story in the book, one day I was just told that I had to quit, you know, and so I walked away from it. And it was the best thing that's ever happened. I say all the time, the best day of my life. And that's when she did that. Because
yeah.
He referenced Beth, that's his ex-wife, and this was years ago when he was a part of Hootie and the Blowfish, and just, you know, I had no idea. Darius is such a happy person. He's so upbeat. He's got 3 beautiful kiddos that we don't realize sometimes that our country music artists, like, they go through things like you and I all go through. They struggle.
Sure, and a lot of the time, so this is the 30th anniversary of Hootie and the Blowfish's big album, Cracked Review, that came out in 94. Crazy to think that was 30 years ago. And all those songs nowadays, if they were released to country radio, they would be country songs. Mm-hmm. Let Her Cry was one of the saddest songs.
Hold
the greatest,
My Hand.
All of it. So it's good to see. I bet there's a lot of people that were like, hey, Yeah, what did happen? Because there were those years in between when Hootie was the biggest thing and when Darius actually came on as a country artist, where I'm sure those were the years where he was really in it.
Absolutely. And you can get the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you want to. But I know I'm going to be purchasing it tonight. It looks like a great book. And Hootie and the Blowfish back on tour this year for the first time in 5 years. They'll be in Tampa in September. So you can see all these stories up online, K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 minute. You know it. 60 Woo-hoo! Seconds on the clock. 10 trivia questions. If you even think you got a chance or you're somewhat good at trivia, give it a try. Sign up on the K923 app. That's coming up at 7:10. We'll give you a call.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 minute.
K923.
Okay, Miss Heather of Mount Dora. Here we are. Obie, Chloe, Slater, ready for this $1,000 minute. Question is, are you?
I think so.
Okay, well, to understand that not only do you love Disney, but you specifically love Minions. I love how you love both. You've got enough love to go around. What's the deal with the Minion love?
I don't know. I just love them. I have all their like collectibles, and everybody makes fun of me because I love them so much.
No, we love that you love the Minions. And hey, you're in the perfect spot living in Central Florida. You got all the theme parks.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Well, here we go. 60 seconds, 10 questions. And Chloe will take it from here.
Okay, any of these questions, Miss Heather, you could say pass. We'll come to them at the end because I don't want you to take up too much time on one. You only have 60 seconds. But whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take.
Okay.
Where are you located right now? Are you working or are you at home?
I'm at work.
Okay, is there any workers that can help you out with these questions? We encourage cheating.
My sister is actually on speakerphone right now.
Okay,
perfect. Hey, sis.
I knew it.
Can you hear me, Michelle?
Oh, we hear you.
Okay. Yep, she's there.
Here we go. You ready, Obi?
I've got the clock set.
In what Shakespeare play does the phrase "to be or not to be" appear?
Hamlet.
What is the name of the NBA basketball team that plays in San Francisco?
The Golden Knights.
Istanbul is the capital of what country?
Turkey.
The song is "Shallow" by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. What movie is it from?
Pass.
Who is the fish pictured on star-kissed tuna cans?
Charlie.
Name the Canadian actress who played CJ Parker on Baywatch.
Pass.
What is the smallest unit of matter?
An atom.
Cinderella lost a glass slipper at the ball. What foot did it fall off?
The right.
True or false? A word that is spelled the same backwards and forwards is called a palindrome.
That is time.
Oh man!
Heather, you got four right. Passed or got four wrong. So let's start at the top, okay? So the basketball team, you said the Golden Knights are from San Francisco. So close. Golden State Warriors is what we're looking
for. Right.
A Star is Born is that movie with Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. In the Shallow. Yeah, Chloe sings better.
In the Shallow.
Pamela Anderson played CJ Parker on Baywatch.
Oh, that's right.
And the glass slipper is on the left foot, not the right.
What a detail
to remember.
All right. But regardless, this weekend we celebrate a really Gator Week all week long in Wild Florida. Got four passes in there to experience it with us. And Slater the Gator turns one. Our little baby is 1 year old.
Oh, how cool.
He's no longer on mama's milk.
That's
right. He's no longer on mama's milk. He's eating hot dogs.
Yeah, and you can meet him this Saturday. We'll be out there 11-1 at Wild Florida.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hold on, Miss Heather, okay?
The sister duo.
Woohoo!
Right,
the $1,000 minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We've got Jenna over in Oviedo hitting the panic button. So you're a mom, and you said that your son is your only child?
Yes, my baby. I love him.
Okay, all right. So what's going on?
My son, he's 9, soon to be 10, and so as the summer is here, he has gotten it into his head that he wants to go to this camp, and it's for a week. It's sleepaway. It's they are there on location.
Wow.
Also, it's out of state.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my husband is all for it. He's just like, oh, I did it when I was a kid. I'm like, and that is 40 years ago. Oh, you know, it's like, no. What are we? No, I don't even allow him to sleep over at his cousin's house. So, no, he is not prepared. He's not ready to do that at a week in another state.
Wait a minute, Mom. Okay, hold on. So you said your son was 10, right?
He's going to be 10.
Oh, he's going to be 10.
Okay.
Ah, man.
Does he have other friends that are going to summer camp? Like, are there other parents that you can chat with about this?
No. No, this is.
I mean, Mom, you could be giving him an opportunity to really grow. Like, so that happened with my son. My son went to one of these camps, and he grew in a way that there's nothing Mom and I could have ever done.
Was he in another state? Was it a week? Was it like?
Yeah, I mean, he did have friends. He did have friends that went with him, though.
Okay, see, no, this is just all brand new. This is coming way out of the blue. I'm not comfortable with this.
When do you got to make a decision?
He's not ready.
Like summer just started. Like, how much time do you got to actually say yes or no to this?
He can go next year then, or something another week. After I do some major research on the place, the people, you know, what kind of counselors
does
they have.
Does he get his phone? Like,
it's probably some pimply-faced 16-year-old. No.
Don't make fun of that.
Definitely.
What about his phone? Does he have that? Because you can always communicate with him. How's everything going? What are you up to?
No, this is all disconnect from the world, so you can connect with nature.
I don't know, Mom. Listen,
I'm like, no.
Okay. I hear your worries. I think this could be opportunity for growth, though.
But if he wants to go, and also Dad thinks he's ready to go, then maybe it's just a birds and bees type thing where, because you're a girl, your husband is a guy, he's been through it, then we got to go. Maybe Dad knows best in this
situation.
Are we
going there? I call y'all for some help, and you gotta go fix it.
No, you're right. Let's open the lines and let's see if we can get you some advice from moms who probably went through this too.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We're about to talk to you here in 6 minutes, Devin, but what is it that you have to say so bad?
I went through this, and I'll tell you why, but this is a bad idea.
Oh, wow.
You guys should not be encouraging her to ship her son away.
Well, ship him away doesn't sound good.
That doesn't sound right. He's going to summer camp to have fun.
Oh, you know, Devin, if you can hang on 6 minutes, okay, want to hear what you say next. And I'm sorry you were so traumatized, it sounds like.
It was horrible.
K92.3. Panic button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Devin, you just heard our girl Jenna freaking out about her son going to camp. This is sleepaway camp in a different state, too. What do you think?
Absolutely not. There is no way in the world in this day and age I would let my kid go. There's no way. But No, you don't know who the counselors are. You don't know what's going on. I don't even let my kids spend the night at my next door neighbor's house. I don't trust people around my kids. There's absolutely no chance she should ship this kid off to another state where she doesn't know who's there, she can't supervise, and they take their phones away and she can't be in contact with them? No.
But
I went when I was a kid and I cried for 3 days.
I'm sure. Oh,
okay.
And I'm not laughing because you're crying, by the way. I'm just saying, like, we don't know nowadays, right? 10 nowadays is more like 25 when we were, right?
Is it? Today's 10-year-old is definitely different. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're more protected now than we were as kids. We were unsupervised, and it made sense. Put them on a bus. Send them away. We'll find them again in a week. If they don't come back, we'll make another kid.
If she doesn't rip the Band-Aid now, then when does she rip it?
Never. Not until that kid is grown and can take care of itself. We're talking about a child here.
Yeah, but in order for a child to grow some hair, you know, he's got to be in some
situations.
He's
9 years old. He's turning 10. He doesn't need to be growing hair. He needs to be protected.
Right. Okay. I will remember I had a friend that went to camp, came back, full beard. It's crazy. Only 7 years old, guys.
I bet you he got a girlfriend right away.
Immediately. I hated him.
All right, Devin, thank you for chiming in, brother.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
It's Darius Rucker on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. Same station that would love to pay you here in less than 20 minutes. We're going to drop you a keyword, and that keyword you drop into your K923 app, and you could be $1,000 richer for doing nothing. You didn't even have to play the $1,000 minute to get that $1,000.
That's pretty good. As we got our girl panicking. Oh, poor Jenna. And really, poor Jenna's son, right? He wants to go to sleepaway camp. He's 10 years old. Mom says no.
She said he's about to be 10.
He's okay.
There is a difference between 9 and 10.
Sure, the extra digit, right?
I'm just saying, in a parent's eyes, you know what? I have compassion for her because I get it. I get it that your little sweet little boy, your little package, like you're going to send them off to a freaking another state when you don't even let them stay at other people's houses here locally?
What does dad say, though, Chloe?
Well, what do you mean, dad?
What is dad? What is the boy's dad say?
The dad
is all for him going on this. And for me, I'm not a parent, but I get it. Like, the world that we live in, it is a very scary place. But I feel like, too, we have to let kids be kids. We have to put them out there and put them in these, I don't want to say situations, because summer camp is supposed to be fun, but to go make new friends, to be put in tough situations with other kids, like, that is a part of growing and learning as a 9, 10, 11-year-old. And this only will help him.
I would say it's not the only way to grow, but it is the best way to grow.
Absolutely.
And you're in super, super nutritional soil when you go off like that without your parents and you get to learn from other kids. And I don't know. Okay, so let's go to you. What's your name?
Jared Castleberry.
What up, Jared?
Hey.
What's going on, guys?
Well, do you have any advice for our mom here?
I do. Sounds like, seeing as I have a son myself, not quite that old yet, but it seems like mom is not the one that's ready.
Yeah.
Mom's not the one ready to loosen the grips yet.
Jared, does your son go to summer camp? How old is he?
He is actually going to his first summer camp this summer.
Wow.
Starts next week. He's 6 years old.
Six.
Oh, Mom would so not approve.
What a trooper you're raising, brother.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying to leave a better children for the world, if you know what I mean.
Hey, there
you
go. Need it.
Hey, and maybe she's like, well, if a 6-year-old can do it, maybe my 10-year-old can. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
My niece, she was 7, and she just went on a trip out of state. So.
Okay. Hey, brother, thank you for the proof is in the pudding.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great day.
You guys have a good day, too.
K92.3, good morning.
Wow, mind blown, Obi. It's Kev. What's going on?
Hey, what up, Kev? What are you mind blown about?
Wow, this lady, man, she talk about destroying a kid. Let the kid go, man.
Let the kid go?
She's going to have to eventually, whether it's now or it's in a couple years.
And then you call a radio station for advice and get all huffy-puffy when it doesn't go your way. No, you call to hear what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. So if you're her husband, how do you calm her nerves so that way the son actually gets to go?
A Xanax mixed with some rum and
coke. Oh, my gosh.
A medical cocktail.
You know, if I was dad, I would plan something fun for us to do while our son is gone, so this way we keep your mind off of it. And the son's going to come back, and the son's going to be so much richer of a character.
Exactly, Obi. I mean, just holding him back. Hold these kids back. They can't change a tire. They can't change a little. They think there's blinker fluid in the car now.
Wow.
They identify as cats. What is going on?
Yeah, it's tough. Well, hopefully mom actually snaps out of it. I don't know if it's going to be enough time to do it before he's actually got to go off to camp this year, though.
All right, Kev. Man, we appreciate you, brother.
All right. Love you, man. Be good.
Guys. But
yes. Oh, man. All right. Keep those calls coming. What an interesting space to be in. And you know what? I've seen the spectrums on both sides where you've got some kids that you're like, that kid has never been parented. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the other kids that you're like, now that mom has never let go of that kid. That kid is never going to have friends if he stays by his mom's side like that.
But we're still taking your calls. 844-254-9232. As Darius Rucker opening up for the first time about the demons that have haunted him for years. That I'll access here from him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Man, had a great conversation with Emily. Emily, you went to Fleming's. I mean, I haven't even been to Fleming's yet. What led you guys there? What's this dude like?
It was great. I had an amazing time. I had never been to Fleming's before, so I was excited to go. And yeah, I had a really great time.
What are you going to say if he's just not interested in you?
Well, I would kind of be bummed because I thought that we had a really great time. I mean, we laughed. I thought that we had a connection. He was really kind and he paid for dinner. So I feel like that's like a positive sign.
Okay.
So
you guys bring up the past? You bring up anything with mental health? Does he see a psychiatrist? I don't know. I'm throwing anything out there that could have been odd.
No, I mean, we didn't talk about mental health or therapy or anything. It was just our first date.
And how long were y'all at Fleming's for? Because when you go to Fleming's, it's a nice steakhouse. You can dine for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I didn't even, I know it's a steakhouse, but like, I didn't even get like an entree or anything. I just ended up getting a couple of sides.
You just got sides? Huh. Did you eat off his plate? Is that why? You know, when your girls go, I'm not hungry, and then next thing you know, all the fries are gone?
No,
that's the best.
No, I don't eat off of other people's plates, and they don't eat off of mine.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, all we have is Harry's number here. We're going to try to call him and see if we can get the both of you talking, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Harry, please.
This is he.
Harry, my name is Obi. That's Chloe.
Hi.
That's Slater.
Yes, it is.
So you've got three of us on the line, and the reason why there's three of us is because we do a radio show for K92.3. We're the morning show.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in case you know of the show, we do something called the Second Date Update. And Harry, you went on a date with a girl named Emily. We have a $75 gift card right here to give you guys to go on another date.
Oh, my God. You're kidding, right?
No. So you're in?
This is like a joke.
Harry, how was Emily?
Emily is okay. It was just kind of an awkward date.
You sound like a gentleman.
Yeah, I try to be. You know, you come across women that everybody's different. You know, I just don't think that maybe me and her are just the right match.
And that's totally okay, especially if you're out there dating. Is there something, though, that she did that we can just share with her as to why you're not calling her back? Just so we can close this chapter for her.
Well, it was a little bit awkward. I have no problem paying for the dates. No problem doing it. I totally expected to, to do that. It was just a little strange how she ordered and what she ordered.
It's got to be some OCD stuff, right? When she said that she doesn't eat off other people's plates and doesn't want anybody eating off her
plate. Oh,
yeah,
that
was interesting when she said that.
Yeah, it was a little strange. She ordered 11 sides. And she ordered them as appetizers. So all of her meal came 11 sides early. And then I'm just sitting there.
Wait, I'm on Fleming's menu right now. That's literally every side.
Yeah, oh yeah. She ordered every single side.
And they're shareable. They're bigger.
She didn't want to share them with me. So I finished my salad. And then she's just like, has a little 11 plates in front of her. I asked if she wanted a steak. She didn't want a steak.
Well, now hold on. I mean, I think she did save you some money, right, by not ordering an entree like a filet. I think they even have a tomahawk steak there.
Imagine she did that instead. Well, that would be worse.
It would have been the same price. I mean, 11 sides is like
how much are they, Chloe?
She would have just actually just got the tomahawk.
Sides
would have been the same thing.
Range from like $16 to $25. You didn't even get to try the North Atlantic lobster mashed potatoes she ordered.
Okay, so wait a minute.
It's so good.
Stop rubbing it in his face.
Is this the only problem then? I mean, so what about the $75 gift card?
I'd love to take it. I mean,
No. Not to replenish your bank account. So this way we could get you guys on another date. Like, all we need is a yes.
Well, I mean, is Chloe available?
Oh, okay. As a matter of fact.
Okay, hold on. Let's do
Are
this.
Are we going to Fleming's?
I don't want things to go sticky here. We do have Emily on the line. I know you're hitting on Chloe, but yeah, Emily, are you there?
Yeah, that's pretty unbelievable.
Emily, I'm so sorry.
That's a first.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to square one, which is Emily. You ordered all that food. Wait a minute. Harry, are you still there?
Yeah. Hello, Emily. I'm sorry.
I mean, what, are you sorry for saying what you said, or are you just sorry that I heard you just ask Chloe out?
I mean, hold on. Okay, forget about that part. Let's talk about what you ordered, Emily. Like, that seemed to have rubbed him wrong. 12 sides.
Well, I wanted to try. I'd never been to Fleming's before, and I'd heard good things, so I kind of wanted to try a little bit of everything.
But they were shareable, Emily. They're big portions. Did you take all the food home? What'd you do with it?
Well, no, I didn't take all of it home, but I tried, like, a little bit of everything. I don't know what the big deal is.
They came with big sharing spoons in each plate. Those spoons are to share it with the people on the table. You were using those spoons and you were eating with those spoons.
Sure, they weren't serving spoons.
Those are wide spoons. Yeah.
Unhinge that jaw.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Sorry. We shouldn't be laughing about this. Listen, the ultimate goal, really, is for us to give you guys this $75 gift card so this way you guys can go on another date.
Together.
Can we forget that? Maybe you guys go to someplace, Emily, someplace that you've already been to, a Chili's, a Longhorn Steakhouse, something like that that's really easy?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go on a second date because it sounds like he really wants to take Chloe out.
Oh, we're back to that.
Okay, you're wrecking homes, Chloe.
I'm out of this. I'm honored, Harry, but I'm staying out.
Okay,
sorry.
So second date, no second date. Emily, Harry?
I think it would be best if maybe we just part ways amicably. Wow.
Yeah, fair enough. We feel it on this end, too.
Didn't even have dessert.
Oh, man.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
This is K-82-3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. Again, you're going to get an opportunity to fly out to Houston on our dime. We'd love to send you, so this way you can hang out with Haley Witters, Luke Combs. That's coming right around the corner at 9 o'clock with Camp K92.3. All right, Slater, I'm going to let you have the platform here because there's sometimes that, you know, just opinions are said in the studio, and I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that.
Sometimes. Okay. That's a lot of the times with Slater. No offense. I mean, we do love you.
No offense.
Which, by the way, anytime you say no offense, you're totally allowed to say whatever you want, and they're not allowed to be mad at you for it. So can you hand me that over there, Chloe? That's my soapbox. Thank you.
Okay.
So let me stand on it.
Oh, wow, that was a burn.
Let me stand on it here and say that I am appalled if you're a restaurant owner in Central Florida at what I am seeing become a new trend, which is charging more money for the kids menu if adults order off of it.
Okay, I understand that.
You understand why I would be upset about this?
You shouldn't be ordering off the kids menu. It literally says that majority of restaurants you go to, 10 and under, 12 and under, kids eat free. Like, it specifically says that on there.
But that's yes, if it says that. But a lot of times it doesn't. It just says kids menu, and what you are paying for, correct me if I'm wrong, is the portion size. So why, if I am getting less food, am I paying more money because I'm older and have more wrinkles? Answer?
I don't have an answer. I mean, we clearly know how Chloe feels about that. Mm-hmm. You know, when it says kids menu, I think immediately, I think you're dealing with product that is not as quality as what's on the adult menu.
Sure.
Okay, absolutely. So you're dealing with stuff like the chicken fingers, the mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
pizzas.
Traditionally, that's right. But if you go to an Italian restaurant, the stuff on the kids menu, I know Olive Garden, Buca di Beppo, it's the exact same thing, but
just
it's
a smaller
size. Portions.
Right. Yeah.
So you can get a chicken parm, which they would have as an entree. You can get a spaghetti and meatballs. So at Italian restaurants, that is my big problem, is that those places that are not saying 12 or under.
So you're blaming us Italians over here. It's our fault.
Why on earth should I have paid $5 more for the exact same thing because an older person, which by the way, kids aren't paying anyway, so the adults are paying for the kids' food. So why is this?
You're violating the kid code.
Do they tell you ahead of time? Like, do they have you sat down where you've ordered something on the kids' menu and they're like, hey, we're going to charge you more? Or no?
Yeah,
is it
like,
just
like
you get your tab and you're like,
sometimes
what?
It's in writing, which I understand that they want me to read.
So they're letting you know ahead of time.
The problem is it is starting a new trend where I no longer, the choice that I make is then I don't even go out to eat. So then they're losing money just because they wanted a measly $2 to $5
more.
So
where's the root of this? Is this because you're trying to save money that you go to the kids' menu?
Yeah, and I also know that no one's supposed to eat And sorry, Chloe, I know you're Italian and I keep calling it out, but usually that's the more fattening, higher calorie meals.
We love our carbs. The ones, we love our pastas and our breads totally. And our chicken bars. So
something about that semolina.
If I'm trying to eat right, why would I then divide the entree, the adult entree in half, take it home where some of it is probably not going to taste as good as it would that day? I would much rather a kid just eat off the kids menu or have a smaller portion. And okay. Don't call it a kid's thing. But now it's making it where people aren't even going out to eat. Because I know I'm not the only one that lives and goes, okay, how much money do I have for fun money to go out? And it's less and less when places are doing stuff like
okay,
this.
Okay, I have one other perspective. I'm just going to throw this out there. So we think if you are two adults and you are ordering on the kids' menu and you go sit down at a restaurant, like kids' menu, obviously, a lot less. So that server's tip is going to be a lot less.
Whoa.
Or maybe
and she's
not.
She's doing the same amount of work.
And the same exact amount of work. I'm just throwing it out or there. I'm maybe playing devil's not. Advocate.
Okay, how about people that just go out to the bar? Those drinks are a lot less money, everything else.
But
and they're not usually even paying 20%. A lot of people just throw a buck a drink, and that doesn't even work
out. The person at the bar traditionally is going to order more in liquor than their entree actually is.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'll tell you, if you give me the benefit of the doubt, I would much rather give that server the money than the company that doesn't really care fully about the employees okay. if it's a chain.
I'm sorry, Slater. I think you're just going to lose this battle. I appreciate the Chloe. Effort, and you really
wait
trying,
till you have
but...
kids. Chloe, down the road, you will see when the
start
kids
saving
menu,
your pennies. Start saving your pennies now, yeah, Chloe.
The parents don't even actually eat their meal.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.